The Pulse recently hosted a story slam titled From the Heart, where we heard from people who work in healthcare. They talked about how passion fuels what they do. One of our storytellers, Naveen Vij, is a doctor who became a patient, and that experience changed his mission as a physician and his outlook on life.
The hallway outside the neonatal intensive care unit was dark, somewhat cold, and completely quiet. Probably the perfect setting for the phone call I had just received and another that I was about to make. Standing in my green scrubs with one of those oversized sweatshirts from college, I stood there frozen, scared, shaking, gripping my cell phone, and silently waiting for the words of warmth that only a mother could provide. It will be okay, Beta. Everything happens for a reason. I had just been diagnosed with hepatitis C. A phone call just prior from Employee Health Services had informed me that I was now a patient and that a needle stick I had sustained only a few days before was not the source of my infection. How could this be? Where did the Hep C come from? Why is this happening to me? In the days and weeks that would follow, I would meet with the liver specialist at my hospital in Cleveland. I would get blood tests done, checking for how much Hep C I had in my blood, what flavor or genotype it was, and really how my overall health was doing. Through conversations with my mom and finding some of my old records, I would learn more about where my Hep C had likely originated. When I was born in June 1983, I was a really, really small dude. 2 pounds, 1 ounce to be exact, and only 29 weeks gestation. I would spend the next several weeks and months hooked up to tubes, prodded and poked, and likely receiving multiple blood transfusions that were the source of my infection. For 26 years, it lived silently within me, slowly damaging my liver without causing me any symptoms. In June 2010, I began my 6-month treatment journey for my Hep C and struggled with that question of why this happened to me. Every day, I would take 4 pills of ribavirin, and every week I would give myself an injection in my belly of interferon. It was rough at times. I lost some weight, felt like I had the flu often, and often felt depressed or down. In December of 2010, I completed my treatment for Hep C and was told that it would be another 6 months before I would know whether it had worked. Nearly a week after I completed my own treatment for Hep C, my mom was encountering her own health journey. Complications from chemotherapy from head and neck cancer had left my mom in a partially vegetative state. She couldn't talk, she couldn't respond. She and my family, as her primary caregivers, would spend January to June of 2011 in the maze of the American healthcare system, hospital after hospital, multiple nursing facilities, fighting the insurance company for coverage, raising money to pay for healthcare costs, and ultimately hospice at home left all of us feeling drained, and ultimately thinking back to those words she could no longer tell us, everything happens for a reason. She passed away on June 17th, 2011, and about a month later, I found myself back in Cleveland in the office of my nurse practitioner. I had been cured of hepatitis C, I was told. I remember hugging my nurse practitioner, Madeline, and her telling me, "Your mother would be really proud today." She was right. In that very moment, I knew what the weeks and months of that past year had meant. I was lucky to get my needle stick and learn of my diagnosis. I was lucky to have my then girlfriend, now my wife, by my side every step of the way. I was lucky to have friends and family. When I thought back to my mom's words, "Everything happens for a reason," I had found my reason. Most people with hepatitis C don't know they have it. By some estimates, nearly 50 to 75% of patients who are living with it don't know they're infected. My role now, as a physician, as a patient, as a person, was to help others feel lucky in their own journey. Thank you.
This was part of our recent Story Slam we hosted together with the people who publish a journal called The Annals of Internal Medicine. Naveen Vij is a physician, and he spends a lot of his time working on issues around Hep C.